This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Today marks the 200th anniversary of Jane Austen's death. To mark the occasion, the Bank of England unveiled a new £10 note with the image of Austen on the front. It's a fitting tribute. Austen wrote about love, marriage, but she also had a keen interest in money. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has our story.
These doors date from 1500.
Tour guide Yvonne Fernley addresses a group of devotees who come to pay homage to a secular saint.
May I welcome you to Winchester Cathedral. And we're both privileged, I think, and humbled because we have her here.
For two centuries, Jane Austen has lain in a grave under the cathedral floor, not quite undisturbed.
I have to tell you, she was moved. 1950s, they put the central heating in. The main pipe comes down the north aisle, and they had to just move her over a little bit. But she's nice and warm in the winter.
The author might have relished the irony of that posthumous slight, but how would she feel about appearing on a £10 bill? Catherine Sutherland, Professor of Literature at Oxford University.
I think she would be very amused by it. A woman who, throughout her writing life, was concerned with the profit she was making. I think she would be both proud and amused to find herself on a banknote.
Sutherland has curated an Austen exhibition here at Oxford's Bodleian Library. It sheds light on the many different facets of the writer's character, not least as the unmarried daughter of an impoverished clergyman on her personal fixation with money.
You might want to look at Jane Austen, as it were, the material girl, as she is living her life in London. This is a silk pelisse.
One of the exhibits here, a silk overcoat that cost Austen almost 20% of her annual earnings.
So, you know, it's a sizable amount of her money, and she was splashing out on a garment, and I think it's her saying, you know, I've arrived. I'm somebody.
Anyone that's read her novels or seen the movies will recognise, along with the elegant Regency interiors, that blatant emphasis on cash. Take Mrs. Bennet's exulting over the income of her daughter's new fiancé.
Exceed their income? What are you talking about? Don't you know he has 5,000 a year?
All the male suitors in Pride and Prejudice come with a price tag attached. Mr. Darcy, for example, commands £10,000 a year. Mary Guyatt, manager of the Jane Austen House Museum, concedes that money is a dominant theme.
Social status and income, you know, appears in all the novels.
It all sounds a bit mercenary now.
Of course, Jane was making a comment on the fact that women relied upon making a good marriage for their economic security.
Jane herself accepted an offer of marriage and of economic security from a wealthy neighbour, Harris Bigwither, but on reflection she backed out, deciding not to become Mrs. Bigwither after all. Professor Sutherland.
She then begins writing in earnest and sends off her first novel to a publisher. So I think she does see that as a moment when she's, as it were, made her choice, and her choice is to try to make money from her novels.
She didn't really succeed. She made in total no more than $25,000 in today's money. But she did write her way into the hearts, and now that her image will appear on the new bill, into the wallets of millions. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.